humans are born with two innate fears, the fear of falling and the fear of loud noises. The rest are learned.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So everything else, somebody made up. Somebody mm-hmm. implanted in your head. Somebody showed you something and it scared you. But it's not really the thing that was in you. Mm-hmm. And so I was telling Drew about this and he said, but how do excuses get added in on that then?
Mm.
You are now tuned in to the dopest podcast, What's Been Better, with Sly and Lori Sit and Chop Gang. So buckle up your seatbelts and open up your mind. What's Been Better is about to go live.
This week, we're talking about overthinking. Did you know this is the biggest source of unhappiness? But we're here to tackle it today. If you've been here before, you know we cuss. And if you're new here, welcome. But please get used to how we emphasize.
Yeah, girl. Hey, Sylvia.
Lori! It has been a long time.
Ooh, I was like feeling really, really like homesick or anxious or something. Something was going on.
Yes.
Like it's been a minute.
It's been what, 3.5 weeks?
About close feel like to it.
It's been a long time, y'all. Like I was sick.
Yeah, and stuff I'm rescuing just, folk.
Right. Just, and get this now. I haven't been sick since 2019.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, like I never got COVID, never got nothing, because I wear a mask like religiously, and I stay in the house.
So where you went, you didn't wear a mask?
Yeah, I had my mask on, but I didn't have my mask on when I was outside in the backyard when that smoke was coming from Canada. So that was the first thing that got me. So I had like an upper respiratory situation. And then we got the flu.
Were you doing some extra shit out there? Like
I was in the garden.
But it wasn't a lot of smoke, was it? I mean...
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad. Like, that day I went to meet up with Tommy, like, you couldn't even see the planes taking off from the airport.
Oh, wow.
Like, it was bad. So, those, you know, I'll go out in the garden for, like, an hour and look up, and it's like, oh, mm-hmm. I've been out here actually 3 hours, you know?
Wow.
So, I was just out there, dilly-dally, mm-hmm. not paying attention. So, we
and
got
then
the
it
flu.
Just, it just caught and, you.
Right. The flu
now,
and
the
upper
flu
respiratory.
Now, how did the flu come about then?
Now that we think from going to Erykah Badu's concert,
because mm-hmm.
our COVID tests were negative, so
good for you on that.
Praise Jesus. Whew. So
it was hot
yeah,
up in here,
but I have not gotten sick since 2019. So my body was like, hey,
yeah,
we don't know how to handle this. We don't know what to right. do with this. You know,
well, what did you do?
As many vitamins as I take and everything.
Okay.
So lots of home remedies, lots of things from the garden.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Learned how to make cough syrup.
What?
When I say I was looking up everything, I was looking up everything.
What kind of cough syrup did you make?
It's onions and honey, and it is disgusting.
Back in the day, I would make this cough syrup out of horseradish, onion, honey, cayenne pepper.
Uh huh.
Garlic, and I think that was it.
Okay. So, and I made that. Mm-hmm. First of all, the horseradish would get me. That would eat me up.
It would pull all of that mucus out.
Yes. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
No. So, the first day, I was like, oh, it's just a little tickle in my throat. So, I gargled the Coke, like, you know, normal. Mm-hmm. And I was fine. And then the second day, it was just like, I'm not fine. And then the third day, Drew came and he was like, I'm not fine either. And it was our anniversary. So our whole plans of like, we're going to have a nice dinner and we're going to do whatever. Nothing.
Y'all, but y'all were sick together, though.
We were sick together. And then we got healthier together. So,
mm-hmm.
But it was.
That's sweet was and wild. Sad all at the same time.
Right.
Yeah.
So both anniversary A and anniversary B came and we were just like, nah. I got flowers. That was beautiful. We got ourselves a few little gifts and that was cool, but meh. So yeah, it's been like 3 weeks since we've done this, y'all. So
yeah.
I'm shaking off the cobwebs.
I've been missing some Sylvia, man.
Yes.
It ain't the same. It's definitely not the same without you.
No, but thank you for all the texts and everything. I've been trying to keep everybody awake from me, but also like, hey, I'm still alive. Everything's all right. But yeah.
It was ghost over there. I was like, damn, I don't hear nothing from Sylvia. Is she okay?
No.
It's just straight up and down crickets, y'all. I was like, dang.
Look.
So mm-mm. Then what's better is what?
What's better is on Saturday, I'm well enough that we'll be playing spades. So that is definitely what's better. And also, yeah, anniversary A and anniversary B, our 11th anniversary A and B came and went, and feels good to still be together.
Oh, that is sweet. That's sweet. And so, I'm glad you're feeling better. I'm glad Drew is feeling better.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. It was rough, but yeah, we here. We in this thing.
Cool. Yes. So that's lovely. Lovely.
It gave us plenty of time together to think. You know, I mean, shit, we replotted out like, okay, how are we gonna change our garden? What else are we gonna grow in addition? I'm now growing things permanently in the greenhouse. Like,
okay,
a lot of shit has changed.
Okay, so, yeah. let me find out what's I'll be over there.
Look,
all up in the mix on Saturday.
So it was good.
Need some pizza too.
Yes.
Yes.
Be prepared. Pizza. Mm-hmm. Be prepared.
Okay. Should I bring something, by the way?
I guess you could bring your pineapple to put on your pizza I might try that. My sister, shout out to my sister-in-law. She said that she tried that and she was like, okay, y'all, I know we judge people who do that, but y'all should try it.
Come on.
So,
let me tell you something about jalapenos and pineapples. They are the shiznit.
Yes, I like it as a margarita and as wine and things like that. But like on pizza, I don't know.
Even on pizza.
But the crazy part is like, you know, I like sweet and savory. So I should have probably already tried this by now, but it just doesn't sound right.
Yeah, well, and even if you saute it a little bit.
So saute the pineapple before you put it on the pizza.
I've not tried that, but I think you'll like it. I'm going to try it. I'm going to saute it when I get there.
Okay.
Put a little bit of cayenne pepper on it. Squeeze a little bit of your pepper in it.
Okay.
Put it right on my pizza.
Before you tell me what's been better, did you make your own cayenne pepper that I sent you?
I crushed them. You talking about that bag?
Yes.
Crushed that bag up. I had a good time, by the way.
Okay,
y'all. And I shared it. Even though I didn't want to share it. I did.
You gotta learn to share. Okay. Wait, y'all. Little known fact about Lori. You know how Beyonce was like, hot sauce in my bag? Lori has cayenne pepper in her bag.
Like, everywhere I go.
Everywhere. Full time. That's what she's got in her bag. Like, it's gonna happen. She's going to pull that out and sprinkle it on whatever.
You know what's so funny about that? When I'm at the restaurants, I'm not even thinking about it. But people be noticing, like the waitresses and shit. Like,
I definitely noticed.
Oh, you brought something? Like, mind your own business? You know, like, but you know, I guess because they do whatever they do so much, they see something out of the usual.
Yeah.
And it's the usual for me. And it's like, what is that? Or other people at the restaurant be looking up. I'm like, do you want some? You know, because you're looking pretty hard.
Well, I'm glad I was able to get you some fresh.
Thank you. It was good.
Totally organic. Good, 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 good. As soon as I started growing it and, started drying it, I was like, I should save some of these for Lori.
Aw, I appreciate
you so much.
She can refill
her container.
Girl. Yeah, good. So those are the little seeds of the peppers. Is that what's there?
Yeah.
Who knew?
So what's been better for you, Lori?
Well, a lot of things are better.
Okay.
My daughter is my middle child. So a lot of times when I say my daughter, I have two daughters, but right now I'm talking about my middle child.
Mm-hmm.
God bless her. She's doing a lot better. She's in a better place.
Good.
Since what, 2 weeks ago? Yeah.
That's 2 weeks.
Since the 22nd. I think, 22nd, yeah. And yeah, so I'm really, really, really happy about that. I got a chance to see my grandbabies. I just love them. I love them. They're just so sweet. The one that's like a little ball of just juice. He's adorable.
How old is he now? Like 4 months?
Five. Oh, 5 months. Yeah. So just as juicy and cute. Just love them. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of work to be done. A lot of things to, work through. But I'm just thankful that she's around. And so, yes. Yeah. And so I hit an issue with my trees because, you know, I mentioned to you that I had one tree that just was dying, which I couldn't understand. And I think now, because it's not been really raining a lot, mm-hmm. I'm just going to have to just water my trees more and more and just chill them. And just, you know, the ground in Georgia is hard ass clay dirt.
The clay? Yeah. No. You're going to have to baby them for a little while.
Trying to kill my babies, you know, but I went and bought another one,
a replacement to that one.
Mm-hmm. And then I looked the other day and I was like, they're trying to turn the same color as the other one. It's trying to down me.
Lord.
So I went out there and I just started stabbing at the ground and I'm thinking I'm hitting rocks and it's just hard behind dirt. It's just hard dirt.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, so anyway, I used Sylvia's club soda that she was touting about. So, but she did say, well, Lori, it's just a vitamin. You need some fertilizer. And I thought that I had fertilizer from the other tree. So I really didn't put fertilizer in it. So over the weekend, I'm going to the depot, home that is,
and that
get
place.
Me some, right, get me some fertilizer. But other than that, like I've just been really relaxing and enjoying family because family is important.
Mm-hmm.
Communing with my hubby, getting used to having a husband, even though we've been together over 3 years. So this is just the weirdest thing a new title. And you know, those people who just got married, if y'all could shout us out or send an email or something to say, if you've been with somebody for a while and you got married to them, is it different? So I went to the dentist today and I mentioned like husband and stuff. They know I just got married.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, is it different? And it is, which is crazy.
It's different like 20 minutes later.
It is.
Whether you want it to be or not. Like we were together 11 years before we got married. It was different the next day.
But how did y'all live together for a certain amount of time?
Yeah. I don't know how long we lived together. Like 6 or 7 years, maybe, mm-hmm. out of that time. Yeah, but way different. I think because to me, what was different was like, now you don't have any options. Like, you are here. Mm-hmm. I am here. Mm-hmm. We're going to fix this. So we have to work this out. We have to do whatever. But I think also it was unlearning the things that I thought were, what makes you a wife, what mm-hmm. makes you a husband, what are your mm-hmm. roles. I was really like hung up on that, and Drew was mm-hmm. very like, I'm not man law, like you don't gotta fix my dinner and iron my drawers. He wasn't like that.
He said man who?
You're man law.
Okay.
And so I in my head was thinking that's how it was going to be and that I had to like fulfill this thing, and he was like, mm-hmm. I didn't say that.
You know what? That's a beautiful segue, because that's what we're talking about today. Like overthinking, right?
Mm-hmm.
And overthinking can be a whole bunch of shit. Like,
yes,
just coming up with a scenario before you even communicate with somebody. You know,
mm-hmm.
Like what happened right there. You know, you're imagining what something looks like without really like talking. You know, and I think we stay in our head a lot when maybe we need to do some writing, bounce some stuff off of people, like something. Yeah. What do you think, Sylvia?
I think, if you could just open the valve and let a little bit of that out
mm-hmm.
instead of holding it in, because it definitely makes things worse. And I think a lot of overthinking aids in not only unhappiness, but it aids in like talking yourself out of things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's just, I know you talk about vibrating on like different levels all the time. Mm-hmm. I think like overthinking mm-hmm. is like, it's in the fear realm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's definitely in the fear realm because you're just terrified of like, mm-hmm. what kind of judgment is going to come out of this? Mm-hmm. What's going to happen to me? Is this going to work? You're scared to make the other person mad. You're scared to do anything. Mm-hmm. And I don't feel like you have to. Like, I think you could just do the thing. And probably 95% of it is the stuff made up in your head. And the 5% is like, what's really going to happen? Like,
mm-hmm. yeah. So. And then overthinking about, like you said, 95% of it is in your head and 5% is just, you know, maybe just see what can happen.
Mm-hmm.
But the other piece to that is probably 90% of that shit is in the past. It's about stuff that happened that you think is probably going to happen again.
Yeah.
Most of that shit you don't want to happen again. Why are you even imagining that it is?
Because you can only see, you can only believe what you can see. Think about it. If you've seen this worked out this way, this didn't work out that way repeatedly, or one big fuck up or whatever it was, you're going to go off of that example. Mm-hmm. Or if you think about, I was talking to my mom and my mom raised you a story. Okay, so you know I'm a researcher, mm-hmm. and my sister does reading. She's a reading mm-hmm. specialist,
mm-hmm.
and I just know my mom is like, she's good at like teaching people to read and helping kids and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I just,
mm-hmm.
I always thought like, oh, my sister like really followed in my mom's footsteps.
Mm-hmm.
My mom the other night told us that she wanted to be a researcher for a lawyer, and I was like, so you gave birth to a researcher and a reading specialist inadvertently, like,
yeah,
because we never really saw her, right? But we never really saw her do those things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still for us to do it is crazy. But I said, why didn't you do that? And she's like, if I would have said that, you know, somebody would have laughed or somebody would have said or whatever. And I'm just like, but they didn't actually do it. How did you know? You know, mm-hmm. what, so it was like past examples was why she never spoke or said, like, I want to do this thing. I'm going to do this thing. She was like, my mom would have never let me move far away and mm-hmm. all these things. And I was like, man, we live our own lives, but through other people so much
mm-hmm.
in the overthinking, in the fear, in the judgment, in all those things. Like, we struggle to live our own lives, and it takes away so much of what we can and can't do mm-hmm. when that happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're absolutely right. So mom, she overthought, right? And mm-hmm. and she thought herself right out of a situation.
Yeah.
But what I will say is, while we're thinking what somebody else is thinking, it's really what we're thinking through them.
It's just a circle.
Yeah, or we're actually making those people us, in a sense. We're imagining what they would say, but it's not what they would say, it's what we would say through them, mm-hmm. if that makes sense, you mm-hmm. know? And so it's almost like that mean girl type of scenario.
Yeah.
Remember that mean book? And it's really us. It's really what we're thinking. And so I've even heard it called stinking thinking. You know,
that makes sense. That makes sense.
And it's a program is really what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine if people did a 20-day challenge, right? A 20-day challenge to believe in what they hope for or think of what they hope for. Instead of thinking that the thing that they are hoping or say they imagine something, they like mm-hmm. want a job or whatever. And then half of them are thinking they're probably not going to get the job. Another half
mm-hmm.
is they're going to get the job. But if they did 40, 49, 51, like 51%, at least 51%, I'm going to get that job. That would change so much. Just a little bit. Because we don't need a whole lot. What do you what do you think? Do you think things would change?
It's possible. Well, I think it is. I think because that's a mindset shift. And, you know, if you do something 21 days in a row, mm-hmm, something like that, it, you get in that habit. And what does Chris call it? He calls it habit stacking.
Mm-hmm,
you like build on that. Okay, you start this habit and you start doing the same. That's what it sounds like to me. It's like you would just be building up this habit and putting on the next and putting on the next until you got to the thing. So I think it's totally possible to work your mind into that path. But I think to even back to like the situation with my mom, I still think it's kind of cool that we became the things that she wanted to be. So she still kind of gets to experience it in a way. It's not from herself, but it's still randomly, you know, two of her children just randomly became these things.
It did. Without... It went random though.
No, you're right. Cause there's no real coincidences to me. So yeah, I guess not, but it is quite interesting that that worked its way out. Still.
Yeah, it really is. I just hope that over time that we'll start doing this, you know, and I'm gonna say, you know, our community, let's do that. Let's try a little bit. Like when we are faced with a situation that we want, we know we want this particular outcome, let's lean in that direction. Right, let's do that. Let's a little bit even like let's believe that we can more than we think we can, or the past says that it might not be the case. But if we want it, damn it, what?
What you want once you back, you can have the thing. You can
Exactly. Like I just heard a client today, and that's why I'm not in my little t-shirt, my hat, because I'm just coming back from a therapy session. And I'm talking to this guy about giving his girlfriend a break, right? Because he's always like a little dog. Always around her. And she's like, dude, just give me some space. And he was basically like, that's gonna be so hard. And I was like, dude, it's gonna be so hard if you think it's gonna be so hard.
Right.
But imagine that if it was more of a challenge. If it's just even a challenge, it would be better. Instead of you saying it's hard.
If it's hard, it's kind of like my bingo board. Like make it into a game. Like just tick off the boxes. Tick off the boxes, because then at that point you're not thinking of it as like, oh, I gotta do this thing, and it's not work at that point. It's
right,
it's like, oh, okay, piece by piece, step by step, minute by minute.
So a little bit makes more sense. You can even get distracted by stuff, and I think when we, you know, dealing with this overthinking stuff, I think it causes so much hardship on our bodies, on our in our relationships. The overthinking will have you thinking that your wife is cheating on you when she's probably not, you know. My brother, his wife was giving him a surprise party, his 50th, and so she was kind of going behind the scenes and she was doing things a little differently than she would normally. He thought she was cheating on him.
Come on now,
again, this overthinking, because your mind will play tricks on you. Literally, your mind will play tricks on you. And so I think it's very, very important that after a while, after you've been thinking something and you know it's negative, give yourself a break. Go take a walk. Go in the kitchen and get some water or something. because that will shake your brain in a sense. Like it will like have you think about something else, almost like a commercial.
That's what I was gonna say. It's like a pause. It's like that deep breath that you need that gives you a little bit of oxygen to go, oh, wait.
Because distract yourself.
It's not real, obviously, because it either hasn't happened or it's not going to happen. So there's no point in it. But I think it's because it's fear. I was having this conversation with Drew because I read something and I thought that this goes perfectly along with this. Hold on, let me find what I read. It was on a calendar today. I went into my job and I saw this on the calendar. It says, humans are born with two innate fears: the fear of falling and the fear of loud noises. The rest are learned.
Yes.
So everything else, somebody made up. Somebody mm-hmm. implanted in your head. Somebody showed you something and it scared you. But it's not really the thing that was in you. Mm-hmm. And so I was telling Drew about this and he said, but how do excuses get added in on that then?
Mm.
And I thought, oh shit, it's easier to have an excuse than to admit what you're afraid of.
Mm-hmm. Right, because most people don't want to own their shit.
No.
They don't want to own that they were afraid because right. that's shameful. Again, mm-hmm. we are our biggest critics, right? So that's why I'm saying it's really not about what people are going to think.
Mm-hmm.
It's what we think.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's what we think because we're so critical.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
So if we could just own it, you know what? I've been so afraid, you know, and I've been ashamed of that fear,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you know, of just, you know, I don't even want to admit that I'm afraid, you know? And so
yeah.
that's the thing. And again, I'm challenging us as a community because that's why Sylvia and I are here. I don't know if she said this, but I decided I'm going to start to say yes, even mm-hmm. if it scares the bejeebies out of me. And even when I thought about doing a podcast a whole year and a half ago, which is a trip that is a whole yes. year and a half, right? I was like, I ain't getting on no daggone radio or whatever this platform is and speak to people I don't
exactly.
know. But then yeah. I said, why not?
And even within all this, I had fear. Mm-hmm. I didn't want it to be on video.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, no, we don't need to. It's fine. We could just do audio and
yeah,
let it go.
Yeah.
Let it go. Mm-hmm. Move forward.
And these are baby steps because for years I used to say, and take note to me saying, I used to say, I have stage fright.
Mm.
Right? I'm not saying that anymore. Now,
yeah.
will I be my stomach churning if I know I'm going to be in front of a lot of people in my face? Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to back away from it anymore. I'm going to walk right into what I need to do because what I understand is we all have a destiny. We all have a purpose. Mm-hmm. And are we walking in our purpose? And I think overthinking hinders us from our purpose.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So... again, we live in our thought process. At least what percentage do you think we live
in
our mind?
In our own head?
Mm-hmm.
Oof. Well over 60%. Like, well over.
Yeah.
Because think about how much time you're alone versus how much time you're interacting with people. And even mm-hmm. still, if you're interacting with the person, how present are you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I thought about this when Tommy came home from work yesterday. I'm like, okay, he gets home from work. We'll mm-hmm. sit down to have dinner. We're mm-hmm. eating. So we're mm-hmm. not necessarily talking. He's at work 8 hours. I'm at work all day. So I'm not talking to him. He's not talking to me. When we get mm-hmm. together, how much time do we spend talking, right? About mm-hmm. anything that is of meaningfulness, or if am I sharing with him what I was thinking about him today? Is he sharing with me what he was thinking about me today? Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I guarantee you at some point of the day I was thinking about him.
Mm-hmm.
Some part of the day he was thinking about me. But do we share it? So that came up to my thought process. Do we talk to each other as a family, as friends, as lovers, you know, mm-hmm. as husband and wife? Do we communicate with each other, or do we just share space?
Ooh, okay. We do.
Mm-hmm.
A lot.
Yeah. Yeah. I could tell. I came in here today when y'all were talking. I love it though. I think it's beautiful.
But it's a lot of practice.
Mm-hmm.
Does it happen every day? I was gonna say no, but I think it still does.
Mm-hmm. And I can imagine it's intentional, though. And it has to be.
It's okay. You have to remember also that the first couple of years of our marriage was him driving an hour and a half away from us,
mm-hmm.
away from our house to work,
mm-hmm.
and me driving like 10, 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. And so an hour and a half each way, mm-hmm. plus the 8 to 9 hours that you're at work. We saw each other for, hey, how you doing? Go to sleep. Mm-hmm. Start over. So I think it's very intentional now, because we had so many years where it was like we just didn't even see each other. Mm-hmm. And then couple that with, there was a time period where he lived in Ohio and I lived here. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think it's intentional, and it's also like, it would be very awkward in our house if we came home and we didn't talk mm-hmm. or say anything, because I'm here by myself the majority of the time.
Right.
It's already quiet enough.
Right.
Which is why I'm like intentional about, okay, let me turn the phone on. Let me talk to the camera. Let mm-hmm. me talk to the people, you know, because if not, that's too much time in my own head.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have a tendency to, yes, overthink, but also overthink in a negative way
mm-hmm.
on particular things if I have entirely too much time to myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If, especially if I'm not working on something. If I'm working okay. on something, leave me be. I could just...
Right.
I won't even eat. You know, I'll just go. Just
right.
Get it done. You know, I had it set in my head to reset the greenhouse. That was hours of like sweating and, you know, just tearing down the plastic and moving the rocks and doing whatever. You've seen how big that greenhouse is.
Girl, look, my eyes blazing over.
Right. So, but it was something of like, I need to get this done. I'm going to get this done. And by myself, there are days when like, I won't even turn on NPR, turn on music, turn on nothing. I'm mm-hmm. just working, because I'm moving so much on that thing that, yeah, mm-hmm. I can be alone.
Mm-hmm.
But I think other times, no, it is never good to leave me in here
right.
alone to wander around. So,
right. Yeah.
But yeah, Yeah.
And I understand how people watch TV incessantly, because mm-hmm. the TV is going on and it shuts the brain down mm-hmm. and they get to focus on something. And really the overthinking is lack of focus on something else.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe we work out, maybe we garden, right?
Mm-hmm.
Getting, do a flower garden, do a, you know, a food garden. It doesn't matter what it is that you're doing, unless it's unhealthy what you do.
Right.
But do something that you would say that's productive, that you would really appreciate, kind of, if your thinking is negatively overthinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know.
And I think what you sent me the other day on Instagram, the overthinking post,
mm-hmm.
I think the thing that I took away from that so much was it talking about auditing your mm-hmm. thoughts
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and thinking like, yeah, is that that's not real, and like really checking with yourself to go
mm-hmm.
okay, you're making shit up.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
that's not right, that's not real, that's not happening, that didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's another thing I tend to do, is like, not only am I overthinking, but am I also creating a world within that scenario
mm-hmm.
and blowing the thing up mm-hmm. to even more than it is. And that'll stop you from doing whatever. And you just can't. I mean, that's another thing Drew was talking about, because he reminded me of like my favorite song, Nice by Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
Jay-Z says, what would you do if you couldn't fail?
You already do
everything.
Mm-hmm.
You would just keep going. If there was nothing there to get in your way, in particular yourself,
mm-hmm.
what would you do?
Everything you thought you wanted to do.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny that you were talking about scenarios, because the overthinking also includes creating scenarios in your mind about something that might not even take place, right? Like, mm-hmm. Incessantly, I would create scenarios in my mind about me cussing somebody out,
mm-hmm.
Maybe beating somebody up.
Absolutely.
It was always me being the hero of a scenario, or somebody
I'm always the villain,
or somebody doing something to me that I had to protect myself. And mm-hmm. I'm like, why are you making it that somebody's doing something to you, Lori? Like, ain't nobody doing nothing to you. Stop it. And so now, yeah, go ahead.
Where does that, where is the origin of that? That so many of us, because I guarantee you, if we put a poll up and ask our community here, are you the same way? Have you done this? Whatever. I'm sure there's plenty of people that say yes. But my question is really, what is the origin story of why we do that? What has made us or led us to doing that?
I'm going to tell you. I think. I don't know for sure. It might not be the thing. But I think it's the stories we watch, like our soap operas. Yes. Mm-hmm. Our any kind of TV. Our friends that we hang out with. What we secretly fear, how we were raised, right? And just the socialization of things. I think that's where it comes from. It's the things that we incessantly hear that go straight into our subconscious that we probably don't have any clue that music we listen to, you know, those, all of that is a combination of what we overthink.
I'll give you that. I think, it's not just one thing. It's all a lot of the things along the way. Mm-hmm. I'll give you that. Yeah.
And then, too, like, if we don't get a chance to get celebrated, I think we need to be celebrated.
That.
You know,
it's that lack of validation, the nuanced ways that we are given a chance to like, you are thriving. Mm-hmm. Okay, you are doing that one little pat on the back is like, you don't realize how far that would go. Because you can live in your own head and tell yourself, you can overthink good, right? Mm-hmm. You could live in your head and overthink and tell yourself like all the time, okay, I'm doing good. This is good. But to me, that is still not enough.
Because the minute somebody gives you a negative comment or they insult you or something, all that shit go out the window. So I'm going to implore, I'm going to beseech, I'm going to encourage all the teachers, the pastors, the counselors, mamas, daddies, auntie and uncle and them. Encourage the little people.
Yes.
Be kind, don't lie, but find something that you can say that's true. You know, like, good job on your cursive practice, or good job in because you actually went to their soccer practice, or you actually went to football practice and watched them. I saw you getting them touchdowns. I saw you running. Way to go, or something. Something that you can find. And then husbands, encourage your wives. Wives, encourage your husbands. Okay. Say something nice.
I got one for you. Okay, so this is something that I actually do. I will turn to Drew and I'll go, tell me something true.
Oh.
It could be anything. Most of the time it's, you know, something funny or whatever that he'll say, or he'll be like, you're cute. You know, something.
Well, it's true.
Something like
you
that.
Are.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yes.
But that is a little tiny piece of, yes, good. That you need.
Because it's feel good. Yes. And we want to feel good. Honestly, I don't think anybody on the planet wants to overthink. Like, seriously.
No.
I don't think we truly want to overthink. I think we really want to feel good about ourselves. And I think a compliment from outside of ourselves goes a long way. But also, if we can also encourage ourselves inwardly, that would help too. Right.
Yeah.
Like, one of the things that I've been doing more now that I understand, like, the Four Agreements, and again, I tell you, I act like that's the only book on the damn planet, but for me, if that was the only book, like, I would read that before I read the Bible, honestly, and I hate to say it like that, but it's so simple. And so when I'm thinking in my head, if I'm judging, because even judgment is kind of not in the Four Agreements, but I realize, I ask myself, am I judging myself or am I judging this person? And I think a lot of our overthinking is because we judge, you know? So if we can take out self-deprecation, like to say,
ooh, Lori, say that.
That's so stupid of me, or I was so dumb, or look at my fat body. Like if we could replace that with something that's encouraging, because what makes us self-deprecate? What makes us be cruel to ourselves? Because we're trying to What? What are we trying to do?
I don't know. Let me say this. Parents, stop self-deprecating in front of your children, because mm-hmm. your children see themselves in you and mm-hmm. they look at you as an example. And if mm-hmm. you are self-deprecating yourself, you are right. technically self-deprecating your children, especially mm-hmm. if they are trying to walk in the same footsteps, if they are trying to do the thing that you have done and they're like, I want to be just like my mom mm-hmm. or I want to be just like my dad. You're taking away from that in a way. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. be very careful about how you should already be careful about how you talk to yourself, because your brain don't know the difference.
No,
your brain don't know that you're joking.
Right. Please say that again.
Your brain has no clue if you're joking or not.
That's the absolute truth.
You seriously at all costs.
Right.
So be very mindful about, like, oh, I'm bad, or I'm not good at whatever, or mm-hmm. I'm a terrible person, or I'm mm-hmm. not a good mom. Don't do that.
Go ahead.
And stop trying to fulfill a role that isn't a role that you even signed up to do in the first place. Like, just
be honest with yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And while we on this, stop self-deprecating. Well, not self, but stop being cruel to your children. You know, okay, calling them names. Mm-hmm. Because children don't need to hear that, especially at a young age. Mm-hmm. I saw a reel, the son, I guess he was trying to get a rise out of his mom, but he was trying mm-hmm. to scare her or something, and she cussed his ass out. Like, she went in. I mean, she called him all kind of names, bitch and this, and oh, it was awful. And mm-hmm. I was just thinking to myself, and he laughed it off, but how many times does he hear that? You know?
Yeah.
And so if we could, please, let's refrain from calling our children names, any kind of names. Silly, dumb, stupid.
Any of them. Evil.
Any of them.
Mean. Any of them. Stop doing that. Please.
Please.
Please and thank you. Please and thank you.
And I'm going to say this. While I'm saying that, watch what happens when you encourage. And if you don't have anything nice to say, you know how we used to hear years ago. Mm-hmm. If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. Mm-hmm. Like, if we actually tried that, notice what your children are going to do. If you complimented them, if you gave them, like, for instance, thank you for washing the dishes. Oh, I saw that you washed the dishes without me asking you. Wow, mm-hmm. I appreciate that. Or if they clean the room, because I guarantee you, if you catch your children doing something like that you want more than you catch them doing stuff that you don't want, it would change. It would change the whole situation. It would also, I think, limit our negative self-talk, this overthinking things.
Yeah, it could be. Okay.
Okay. When she get quiet, I already know. Are we about to sign off, Sylvia?
No, I'm about to pivot. I'm about to pivot. Because I wanted to add something else. I keep meaning to add this to our episodes, but okay. So we just talked about the four agreements, and we just talked about how that's probably, if it could be the only book, it would be the only book. And I'm in agreement that, like, that over the Bible any day. But anyway, aside from the four agreements, what other book?
Sylvia, not me.
I said what I said.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did, honey.
Aside from the Four Agreements, what other book are you reading this week?
Oh, I am reading. Let me pull it up.
Okay.
It's Artificial Maturity by Tom Elmore. Artificial Maturity. And it's talking about how we are raising our children.
Okay.
The children, they are not emotionally mature. And especially in teenage years, we helicopter our children and we try mm-hmm. to protect them, and what we don't realize is we're raising dependent parents is what we're doing.
I'll give you that.
Right. So by the time they become adults, they ain't gonna know what the hell is going on, because we done given them so much, and we wrap it in the cloak of, I'm going to give my children something I didn't have. Well, mm-hmm. guess what? You're going to create a crippled child. You're going to create a child who doesn't know anything, and they're going to expect everything.
Right.
So they're going to be loud and wrong.
And as a former teacher, if you ever took my class, shout out to whoever you are, but you remember me saying there's nothing worse than being loud and wrong.
Yeah, it ain't nothing worse than that. So yeah, so I'm constantly
tell
trying
the name
to
of
read
the book again.
Artificial Maturity.
Artificial
by Tim
Maturity.
Elmore.
Okay.
Man, he is breaking it all the way down. And it's interesting because if you tap in to some of the, like, if you tap into this stream of consciousness that's taking place, right, you're going to find that most of the things that you start to hear are going to sound the same. Like the four agreements, artificial maturity, mindful behavior. What is the name of that book? Damn it.
Okay.
Anyway,
we'll put it in the show
right
notes.
Here on the, yes. Okay. Mindful relationship habits. Okay,
mindful
that's another good
relationship habits.
That's
okay.
Another. Oh my goodness, that's an excellent book. Another book is Set Boundaries, Find Peace. Set Boundaries, Find Peace.
Okay,
all of these kind of are in the same stream of consciousness because basically it's really helping us tap into our emotional maturity. We need to really be more mature in our emotional, you know, how we show up emotionally. Because we can do a lot of things. We can go out, we can work out. People, they got the sex thing down, you know. They know how to dress, you know. They know, a lot of people know how to comport themselves and sometimes communicate, maybe. But a lot of
maybe.
Us, but a lot of us do not realize that emotionally we suck. We, you know, and I just...
Yeah.
Was just judgmental just now, but we're not good, and we can be better. We really could be better about how we think about ourselves, right?
Okay.
And like really being more kind to each other, giving people the benefit of the doubt, just being patient, not taking everything in life so seriously, and being all internal with how we perceive stuff. It's not about us all the time.
Okay.
So.
All right. That's a good
book.
Yeah.
What you reading?
Okay. So I just finished Rust in the Root. And of course, we are both very big Audible people. That book was so good that I ordered the hardcover.
Okay. What is it about?
It's a historical fiction.
Okay.
And it's this lady has like magical abilities. Mm-hmm. Well, all the people have magical abilities. It's a black woman, and she goes and tries to help. Some magic went wrong somewhere, and part of it went wrong in Ohio. But it's how,
in Ohio,
it's how they go to fix it. Mm-hmm. That is very interesting, and it's again, it's historical fiction, so it has to do with like racism, of course, and all the other things. But the book is so damn good.
How'd you find out about it?
True, of course. Okay. Of course. But I just finished that. But the other book that I'm reading, again, from him, How to Kill a City: Gentrification, Inequality, and the Fight for the Neighborhood.
Okay.
So good. It's by Peter Moskowitz. Okay. And yeah, it's, again, things that you already know. So if you've read White Flight, if you've read Rage Negate City, if you've read Dying of Whiteness, like I said, if you are in that same stream of consciousness, you've read these books before, so they all kind of come back around to each other. But yeah, I definitely it's a good one so far. So those are our two book recommendations for the week. I think we're gonna add this as a segment every week, along with what's your takeaway.
Right. I want, before we go, there's another book that's on my wish list, and I need to find it. Oh, I was about to full on panic. Okay,
game back on.
It's called Radical Equations by Robert P. Moses. So I can't wait to get into that book. But Radical Equations, I've heard that it was awesome. So,
you know, once you read that, you'll have to come back and tell us.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
But I'm glad you're wanting to input that, because I think reading is fundamental. I think it's necessary. And I was just telling somebody, or it, maybe it was in my thinking. Probably was in my thinking. It probably didn't even make it out yet.
It might have been.
But but I think if we read a little bit more, we could get out of our head.
Oh yeah.
Like seriously. And I think we definitely need to just do more reading. We do. Because there's so much information that's out there. And people writing books every day. That's why it lets me know, Sylvia, I don't need to write no daggone book. Because everybody writing a book. And they're saying what I'm thinking. So that's all good. But I'm letting everybody know, seriously, that there's so much going on. And if we're not tapping in, we're really tapping out. And we're mm-hmm. only using what's there in our mind as a resource. And we're not the only resource.
That's a really good takeaway. Yeah. That was really good.
No, let's get tuned in, y'all.
Okay. My takeaway. Let me think.
Yes.
Go back into like tapping in and mm-hmm. auditing your thoughts, but also creating that habit. Because I really did like your challenge of like, let's try to do this, change your thinking and a mindset shift over a period of time.
Yeah.
And try to figure out, okay, this is what I want. I'm going to keep thinking about what I want. I'm going to keep doing mm-hmm. the things. I'm going to keep moving in that purpose towards the thing. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. I love it.
Yeah, that works. Well, now I'm saying well.
Bye-bye. I know she's going to say bye. Oh, my God.
If you haven't already, because I didn't say it at the beginning, like, share, subscribe, do all the things that it takes to get this show out to more people. We love positive reviews, and it helps any and everyone find us on your favorite platform. So please click those 5 stars on Apple, on Google, on Spotify, wherever. Let the people know how you feel about the show. Write us. You can send us an email to questions@whatsbeenbetter.com or on our website, whatsbeenbetter.com, there is a contact form. If you want to send us a message, we got one a couple of weeks ago, I think, mm-hmm. from someone. If you want to add to that, we would love to hear from you. Tell us what's been better for you. Tell us anything. Or if you want to be a guest, hit us up.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay. I want to just jump in there. On that same line of thinking, Joyce hit us up and she was going through some things. And I just want to say, Joyce, stay strong. Please don't overthink, right? It doesn't matter what other people are thinking. Only matters how you feel about yourself. Love on you. Take care of you. And if you need to seek help, seek help.
Awesome. All right. Thanks, y'all. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching.
That's it for this week's show. I'm Lori Scott.
And I'm Sylvia Johnson, and you've been listening to What's Been Better.
A big thank you to Lagan Music, Inc. for providing our music. This show is edited and produced by us, with a little help from our family and friends. We love you all.
We want to hear what's been better for you. To be a guest on the show, send us an email to questions@whatsbeenbetter.com. Or you can find us on Instagram and TikTok @whatsbeenbetterpodcast.
Thanks for listening.